pride ourselves with having the largest international selection of women in the state. Just obey the rules. I'm gonna get along. You break them, you get broke.
The movie Traffic follows the story of three young girls from India, Nigeria, and America who are trafficked and try to escape.
This film depicts for the first time the true side of human trafficking, taking the viewer on an emotional, gut-wrenching journey that he or she will never forget.
That's Hollywood actress Anne Archer. You might know her for her roles in movies like Fatal Attraction and Patriot Games. More recently, she spoke at this year's Human Trafficking Summit as an advocate for fighting the modern-day slavery practice. Archer also plays a nun in the trafficked film.
It's written by modern-day slavery expert Siddharth Kara, who is the director of the Human Trafficking Program at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. And the movie offers an unflinching look at the pain and suffering inherent in sex trafficking.
Archer said what also sets the movie apart is how it portrays Johns, or the sex buyers.
Siddharth Kara estimates that there are anywhere between 21 to 46 million slaves in the world today, generating profits that exceed $150 billion per year for their exploiters. That's more than Nike, Google, and Starbucks combined. And every single one of those dollars comes from a sex buyer. They're the real drivers of this industry. Not that you'd ever see that portrayed in that way in your average Hollywood movie.
She added, with all the money to be made, it's no wonder gangs and organized crime are interested in running the sex trade.
Studies showed us that in Miami, criminals made $235 million in cash via the illegal sex trade in 2007. That same year, the local drug trade netted only $96 million in cash. Black market firearm sales were around $118 million. So as far as the Miami Underground is concerned, paid sex is more lucrative than the drug and arms trade combined. And it's not just profit motivating these guys. In many cases, selling people is easier and safer than running guns or drugs.
Florida ranks third in the nation for the number of calls made to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. And even with the state's ongoing efforts to combat human trafficking, Archer said there's still more to do.
The approach to the problem needs to be different. For starters, we need more research on trafficking nationally and locally. How many victims are there in the state of Florida? In what industries? How many are trafficked here? Who is buying and selling them? Finding the answers to these questions is the first step in a reasoned and effective statewide campaign against trafficking.
Angie said it's important to think of the illegal sex trade as a business, meaning to stop it, it requires cutting off its financial support. In this case, Archer says she's talking about going after the Johns.
It's a simple idea, but you know what? It's actually working. In Chicago, Sheriff Tom Dart executed his 12th National John Suppression Initiative, where he partners with local law enforcement to go after the sex buyers who keep trafficking alive with their cash. It was his most successful effort to date, with more than 1,300 sex buyers arrested across 18 states in just one month.
Still, she did applaud the work Attorney General Pam Bondi has been doing to put a spotlight on the issue. And Bondi says she's actually talking to businesses to get them on board on recognizing the signs of human trafficking.
And we had corporate partners there from all over the country. We figured they reached over 1 million people, just the executives represented in that one room. I said, email it out to your employees. Tell them the signs to look for. Tell them to talk to their kids about opioid abuse and don't buy a drug off the street and you don't know what it is. The dangers of buying Adderall on the street, all of these drugs that are now heroin and fentanyl, and it's all wrapped into human trafficking as well, because we know that's how they get our children addicted and sucked into human trafficking often.
Bondi also encourages everyone to go to the website youcanstophd.com. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.